Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the bottom of Kuf Ayin Tes Amet Aleph, middle of Siman Shin Lamet Hey, the halacha of the barrel that broke, which is similar to the halachas of the previous Siman regarding when there's a fire. Siv Bey says, Mechaber, Nishber Chavis Bereish Gagri, if the barrel broke on the top of his roof, maybe Kli, Menech Techtel, brings a vessel and he places it beneath it, as long as he doesn't bring another vessel, but Yiklit, and he catches Lakabum and Akalur Ba'avir to receive from the flow in the year. Ba'acher, as we tend to be Vashir, Menagag, after it comes off in the roof. And he shouldn't bring another vessel, and to connect it to the top of the roof. Now, if he saves the one vessel, then he could save, even if he does either one of these two options of Kalita or Tzira. Says Mishbar Siv Katan Ches. So he said that if the barrel broke on the top of his roof, so maybe Kli v'chulu, he brings a vessel and he puts it beneath it. Now v'kimetru Kliachat, since the one vessel, for the Magzim Yisudas, even if it contains, it could hold 100 meals, Matzah, you could save a canal like we had mentioned Sefal. Siv Katan Tes. As long as you don't bring another vessel and do this Klito or this Tzira as we spoke. Because since he's going after more vessels, he's going to become, distracted, and he's going to forget that it's Shabbos. He's going to bring it also through Rosh Hashanah. This whole talk, as we continue in base, this whole talk, more than 3 meals worth. If he's limiting himself to 3 meals, then he could save even with many vessels. But for the liquid, even to do this of catching in the ear or putting the vessel near the roof. But the truth is, B'yis Mishal Shud is more than 3 meals worth. It's forbidden to save with another vessel. Avpali Klita B'tzirva. We're not doing these two options of Klita and Tzirva. Can help us about, like we said in the previous paragraph. It's just saying the norm. That's the way people usually save, is by catching it in the ear or putting it right near the roof. And that's how King Kazu would save a Tzirva Shabbos. Simprim Agod Mitzad, that he's inclined. Actually, to be stringent, specifically regarding catching the ear and putting it near the roof. Even up until 3 meals worth. As the Sharatin Ezvav says, he brings a proof to this from the words of the Rambam. From the words of Rush, he sounds like, says the Sharatin, according to my humble understanding, that his opinion is like to taste the Shabbos, that the inferiority of Kilan Tziv is because that through many vessels you're using, and therefore it'd be permitted up until 3 meals worth, which then we're not concerned for forgetting. But says Mr. Brewer, he says the Avdi came along with Sevav, even though he said previously in Sevav Dad Shalash should this up to 3 minutes with Yachalat, so you can say that we can have it even with many vessels. It's when they're laying on the ground. Of the Kalit Vitzirov, but through these two options of Kilo Vitzirov, Asbachal Gamni, that's been in all cases, Kosher Yes Mikli Echad, anything that's more than one vessel. Sivkat Nyud. And we save in Matzah Mikli Echad, if you save with one vessel, then you can save even with Kailer Mitzarv. And the Mutafal B'yes Mishal Shudas, and that's permitted even more than 3 meals worth. Given the late Tirikim B'chad Kli, because since we're only permitting with one vessel, so Zohar, who Shavu Shabbos is B'yes Mishal Shudas, he's going to remember that Shabbos, similar to the head of Shal Shudas, that since we're limiting him, it's going to cause him to remember. Sif Gimel. There's Damnila Archim. If it happens that he has guests, maybe Kli Achim Kel, then he could bring another vessel and catch it in the ear. Kli Achim Yitzarv, he could bring another vessel and put it near the roof. But the La'iklu B'tzarv, can't first say, oh, let me first, catch and connect it to the roof, and then afterwards invite guests. He's not allowed to be deceptive to invite guests that don't need to eat just so that he can save more. Hagar says, if he violated and he did do, that he saved and then he invited guests, mutter permitted that the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, Perichav Alf, says the Mishnah, Perichav Alf, says the Playyamer shouldn't be deceptive, etc. I'm a Magiram Shakasim. The Dasar Rambam, according to the Rambam, Mutla Hamra Zalakitila, you're actually even initially allowed to be deceptive and do that, which Machabah says not to do. So we've caught in your days. And to save Achak Zimun Archim, and then to invite guests. Mashmah, it sounds like Dim Lay Zimun, that if he didn't even invite guests subsequently, after the evidence, so that even after the fact, what he saved is forbidden. Finally, that is, however, Rakat Matzah Shabbos Miyad, that's only up until right after Shabbos, the Sharatzin Lezayin says to look in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches and Bir Alach the Maskel Achas. Said what we wrote within the Mechai Adam, which Dershu number 12 says. It would seem what he means to say is that since this is Drabonon, you could combine the opinion of the Chai Adam that we machad Rabbanan, which was not done through it, an action, the actual thing itself, that is, the thing did not change as it was originally, then you could be linear b'di'evet more than other malachas, and therefore you don't have the halacha, the one who does this, like the one who does other malachas b'nezid, rather to permit it even for him himself to have benefit from the malacha right away on Matzah Shabbos. Says the Mishnah further, now if he did this by mistake, how is that possible? Meaning either Shashag or Badin, he made an error in the halacha, Shashag or Shashag or Shabbos, or that he forgot that it's Shabbos. Mudlon is Mazap, a Shabbos of Allah, then permitted to have benefit from it even on Shabbos, even him, for Koshin Lachem, for sure, for others. Which, as the Sharat Sin Oishchah says, because forgetting that Lach is also included in Shagig, as we wrote in Simish Dechas in the Mishnah Bura. Siv Dalt, Im Yazov Tirish, if wine is flowing, Migigish Shel Anovim, from a barrel of grapes, shadan le'nidruchu, which were not yet pressed, shenim tzoyz ha'delav in the row, comes out that that drip is not really fit, shere mashkin shazav ha'asur, because liquids that flow from the fruits are forbidden on Shabbos. Ben yirushay losim kli tachta, and you're not allowed to place a vessel beneath it, because then you're nullifying that vessel from its preparedness, where you can't really move that vessel anymore. So ketzad yasa, what should you do? You should put your bed or your table over there. Then that drip that's going to be in front of it is going to be krav shorei. It's going to be, so to speak, a bucket of waste matter because it's bothering you. And your bed is there. Then you can put in a vessel to catch the drip. That it shouldn't become muddy over there. Because it's malakli. When the vessel fills up, you don't spray it in another vessel. You shouldn't pour it out to another vessel. You shouldn't be nullifying it from its preparedness. Rather, you pour it out into the barrel where the liquids are spilling out from. She move it tells mechena, because it is anyways nullified from its preparedness through the liquids that are inside of it already. Because the liquids that float into it. If the wine is pouring, this fresh grape juice is pouring from the barrel, etc. Maybe it's too much shagigis leinistek legami. The barrel is not totally cracked. A little bit tiff. Rather, it's dripping drip by drip. Shatayin in the ball is not so overwhelmed. We did a little bit like we said previously in the mo. Therefore, ilam b'shem bittel klima chon. If not for this idea of like by putting a vessel, you're going to nullify it from its usability. You would be allowed to put a vessel beneath it to save what's dripping out. The nishbur legami, because if the barrel was totally broken, even if you would be permitted to nullify a usable vessel, then it would be forbidden to put a vessel beneath it because you're overwhelmed. As the Sharat Sin Yud says, and even for the measurement of 3 meals worth, it would also be forbidden to save because it's not really fit to have benefit from it on Shabbos. The whole hat of Shalosh Udus is because of the usability of it. Sivkot and Yudal, where this grape juice that's spilling out is from the grape shadayin le'nidruchu, which weren't pressed yet. Because the nidruchu, if they were pressed, then the liquid that would be dripping out would not be b'chal mashkin shazavah, would not be included in liquids that are flowing out on Shabbos. G'le'el b'sim shenchov siv beis, which Dish 13 brings, the theory explains that since it was already crushed, the grapes, and the liquids is flowing out on its own, even if you'd squeeze it out with your hands, it wouldn't be a chiv chattis. So in such cases, they weren't goyza mashkin shazavah, because mashkin shazavah is a concern that if we let you use the flow, you might come to squeeze it out. Here's an item in the chattis, and therefore we don't make the gzer. Sivkon tezvav, vein rishai v'hulu, and you're not allowed to put a vessel beneath it, etc. Because you're nullifying it from its usability, because it has a mukta item of this mashkin shazavah inside of it. Says I'm b'dach Moshe shehiskim lasis oid etzacher. Says another idea. Put a vessel with water beneath the drip. So that whatever wine is dripping in will be nullified in the water. Rishon first by first, and then there won't be a problem about mukta, and you won't be mevatel kli mechane. Because Magmam writes, "Shafil in the Shabbah Isla B'Saif." Even if the grape juice ends up being the majority, Shein Yosim Amayim, but more than water, less than, but we're not bothered. The Yeshes Machal Mikim Yerdeis and Kavla Medalid, that as the Dish of 50 rings, that they hold that even if the Isser overweight ends up being the majority over the Heter, however, the Isser is already nullified one by one, And even though we don't rule like that, like those Mekilim, the Birprim, regarding Dovishish Matirin, we don't say Chazim and Eir, because it's not forbidden only on this day, and tomorrow it's already going to be permitted. And even though after that the wine increases, it's the majority of the mixture, and L'chayra would be appropriate that to consider the wine that drips out from now onwards, at least that it's mixing in its own species and not nullified, like the Halacha Dovishish Matirin does not bottle Meminai, Shemesh Levi writes that since the wine is mixed, in the one that drip, also the water. If that's the case, when it's mixed in the vessel, it's considered like a tarev as a min b'she'in amini, and then the wine is bottled be shishim. Shivkat tezayin, v'yochal nirshim kli b'chulu. We said that if your bed is there, then you could put a vessel over there, and it'll be like a grav shalrei. That initially now put a vessel beneath the drip, the innocent grub shall really like now make so to speak a waste bucket initially. Hakashori is permitted because of a loss. Commercial causes him chinchasiv lamad zayin, which Tishri 16 brings. And there he explains that in the situation of loss, permitted for a person to bring his bed near the waste basket and to make his presence permanent there so that he can take it out. Shmuel writes over there that it helps to do this only if you bring your bed to lay on or you bring in your table to eat on, since regarding with that, it's like as if you're living over there, just stomp to sit there, that wouldn't help to make the setter of this grav shalrei.
Sif Hay says the Mechaber, Nispazul le peris b'chatzar. If he had fruits that got scattered in the courtyard, echad hena, one here, one there, walking mat at v'oichel, he could gather them one a little bit and eat them. But v'le eat them to chasal, can't put in the basket, v'le to chakup, not in the box. They fell in one place. Then he could put it even into the basket. Unless they fell into the pebbles and the dirt in the courtyard. Then you have to gather one at a time and eat it. He can't put it into the basket. He can't put it into the box. If the fruit scattered in the courtyard, one here, one there, you could gather a little bit at a time and eat it, not to put into a basket or into a box. Because that's like a mundane weekday activity. When you gather them, they put into the basket. Which is not the case, when they fall in one place. But with that, Machaber continues, is when you gather from the pebbles and from the dirt, that always looks like a mundane weekday activity, when you put in the basket. But also, if it's going to be forbidden, even if he has mind to eat it right away. Because if not, table it as mishumbara, then anyway it's going to be forbidden because of bari kolobus mishum yotes. Rosh Hashanah says, that's what appears to me. He says, because if not, then you have a difficult lashon of the brayse that conclude mishum over the chol. According to Rabban, there's toma that we got mixed in the pebbles, and this also makes sense what the brayse permits when you gather into your bosom. And look at Pirim Gadon, that he says, but in even Mechikah, because of Bar, so maybe his heter is not going only according to Pishra, but in the end, where it's talking about where it scatters one here, one there, and when it gets scattered into the dirt or into the pebbles. Sivkatan Yud Ches, Sha'az V'chulu, because it falls into the dirt, then when you gather, you can gather each one and eat, but V'oichel, I'm Biagro, the high Vaichel that's Oich Badavko is specifically even to put in this pocket, Kemkin has lit them it's forbidden to place divide Messiah Mutech Salbukub, and this then he concludes into the basket or into the box, over the most of Naka, that's just perking what's the norm. That you can't pour it into another vessel, rather you pour it back into the original vessel. So look at the drum that he holds, that if he has another vessel, it's better that he brings it and he puts it on top of the vessel that was standing there ready and fills up, and to receive the drip that's dripping, then moving mukta b'yadayim to pour it out, because the issa of tilta mukta b'yadayim is more severe than the halacha of mevatel kli mechanei of nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Look in the El Yeraba and Prima Gan that mefak v'gan there's a chodesh b'kveig is mitzad that like the Magen Avraham. The masal echahin v'chadheina, one here, one there, you can gather a little bit and eat. Now, according to what Beis brings the name of the place in the Rosh, this va'ichel is lav dafka. Same thing as you let it put into your pocket, and it's not forbidden only into a basket, into a box, because that's like looks like uvdechot. But from the Biagrat sounds like that according to the many other Rishonim, one should not be lenient regarding this. And don't say that the Vilna Gaon is going only when it's gets mixed into the pebbles, it's not true, because he brings the gears of all the Rishon in the Brisa that says Va'eichel, not like Tyson and Rush, and therefore according to Pishab, in the end it explains the Brisa, and they get scattered one here, one there. Also one should not be laying that maze, but maybe it says to also retract from his words, the fact that he quotes in Shulchan Aruch the word Va'eichel. Or even the safer regarding when it gets mixed in the pebbles or in the dirt, for sure one should not be lenient to gather them and put into his pocket, and that's as written in Prima Gum, that is Issabar. But however, according to his words, if you want to gather to eat it right away, it's logical to be permitted according to words of Beis and this is Va'eichel is Lavdavka. According to Ben Lagoin, it would seem that one should not be lenient in all situations. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 8. If the vessel that's beneath the barrel could contain a measurement of 3 mils worth, but it still has not filled up according to that measurement, Chazon Ish writes, it's possible that it's forbidden to be mitzar for it to be koiled from the barrel through some other vessel and to complete with that the share of maz and gimel sudas, because since the vessel that's beneath the barrel holds that measurement, it's considered as if you already saved the share of maz and gimel sudas. There's some 9, Chazon Ish writes that there's no room to be stringent like the opinion of the Prima Gadim. There's number 14. Even though a person could check it right away, the liquid from the vessel, that since you don't want to do that because of the loss of the liquids, that's considered as being mevatel kli me'achanim because that liquid is mukta. And even in a situation of great loss, there are those who permit to mevatel kli me'achanim for the whole day, as brought in Reish Samachav, David writes, here it's talking about in a situation where you don't have by the dripping of the liquid great loss. Now the reason for the issue of mevatel kli me'achanim, which writes in Simon Shunyod that whoever does this like as if he's demolishing the vessel, adds another reason, because it's like being kaveya a makam for the kli, as if you're attaching it with like clay, and it's like similar to malach. So to a vessel that's attached to the ground, Magaram writes that the iser bitl kli machana would apply. Now then, in Agoyz Rabbi Kivega on the Shulchan Aruch over here, he writes that since it's not possible to musaj a vessel, and even without the muksa falling inside of it, so there's no iser bitl kli machana applicable. But that's something from Irin Sechel Shabbos. So Mazaman is inclined, it's possible that this halacha depends on the reason of the iser bitl kli machana, if it's because of Baina or because of Saisa. Now, if you have in the vessel Advaheta, so in Reish Tamachay Mishra writes regarding placing a vessel beneath or the oil that's dripping out from a candle, that's permitted to place the vessel in a way that the Dvar Moksa is going to fall inside of it because you're not being bitl kli machana because you can move it because of the Advaheta that's found inside of that. Dish number 15. I saw that already. Dish number 17. I said if the fruit scattered a little bit here, a little bit there, so the shear of the scattering of the fruit that you're not allowed to gather to one place, within this girl holds, that's anytime you feel like as if you're engaged in gathering. Regarding gathering types of blossoms to make a crown, it says Shulchan writes, that's included in Malacha Ma'amer, if it's done where it grows. Another Shuvah Sigz Mishra writes, that's not included in Malacha Ma'amer, because to get the qualification of Malacha Ma'amer is gathering different specific things into one bundle, but gathering flowers that are different one on the other, it's not to make a pile, it's just that they should match up one with the other because of beauty. However, he writes that you're not allowed to gather them in a way that be fitted to beautify the house because of Makkah B'Patish. And even by something that doesn't last, like flowers, there's no chiv malacha, but it's still also do it mendraban. Dish number 18. The gather the issa of nechal, or Minister also explains that someone who does this looks like he's doing malacha. They gather in the fields, and he adds on that for this reason, permitted to gather children's toys that scatter in the house, and even if it's made from things that grow from the ground, because that doesn't look like you're doing a weekday activity. To gather fruits or other things that grow from the ground that scatter in the house, Mishra writes later on Simish Mem that's permitted, and he writes to look over here. And Shuvah Saz Nidbri explains that this heter is specifically when it doesn't scatter a lot, which is not the case when it scatters one here, one there, that's forbidden because of Odom Nechal. That's the Chai Odom writes, and that sounds like Meli Rabba, that doesn't permit to gather into the basket only when it does because of Simcha, like in Simcha's Torah. Shuvah Saz Tzin writes that if you scatter in the house, permit even to gather into the basket, and there's no problem with Odom Nechal because since the house is tiled, and it's considered as if it's in one place. There's number 19, to push with his foot to one place without putting it into a basket, Shuvah Saz Tzin writes, it's permitted because you're only gathering it kalachiyat in the backhanded type of a way. There's number 21, fruits that are scattered at a time of a simcha, for example, nuts and almonds that they throw on the chasm, as girls holds, it's possible you have to be concerned to the opinion of Vilna Goy, not to gather it to one place, for example, let's say into a bag or a pocket. However, it's mitzayin, the Daily Rabbi writes in Simcha's Torah, the custom was to scatter fruits so that the children should gather them, and put into a basket or into a box, and since they do it because of Simcha, so they weren't particular regarding that.